is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 18th of January, 2016. It's the third Monday in January, so today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the thesaurus, Roget's thesaurus, Peter Mark Roget, born London, 1779. It's the birthday of the author and illustrator Raymond Briggs, London, 1934, whose most famous book was The Snowman. Just pictures, no words, story of a boy makes a snowman who comes alive. They go on adventures, they fly through the air, and the next morning the sun comes out and the snowman melts. It's the birthday of A.A. Milne, Alan Alexander Milne, London, 1882, went off to Cambridge, studied mathematics, took a job with Punch magazine, writing essays, light verse. He fought in two world wars. In World War I, he was injured in the Battle of the Somme. World War II, he was captain of the Home Guard. A successful playwright in his day, but known to us as a children's author. He wrote books for his son, Christopher Robin, who had stuffed animals, a piglet, a tiger, two kangaroos, and a donkey. And A.A. Milne wrote Winnie the Pooh, 1926, and The House at Pooh Corner, 1928. It was a reputation that A.A. Milne somewhat resented, being a children's author. And his son, Christopher Robin, resented it too. He wrote in his autobiography that his father had filched from me my good name and had left me with nothing but the empty fame of being his son. And it was on this day in 1788 the first convict ship of the First Fleet arrived in Australia from Great Britain, full of convicts. Britain had sent her convicts to America in the past, but after the American Revolution, that was not a possibility, and the prisons were becoming overcrowded, and so they sent them off to Australia. Arrived in Botany Bay, what is now New South Wales, and they became a colony of farmers. Here's a poem for today by Lisa Kaufman, entitled Everybody Made Soups. After it all, the events of the holidays, the dinner tables passing like great ships, everybody made soups for a while, cooked and cooked until the broth kept the story of the onion, the weeping meat. It was over, the year was spent. The new one had yet to make its demands on us. Each day lay in the dark like a folded letter. Then out of it all, we made one final thing out of the bounty that had not always filled us, out of the ruined cathedral carcass of the turkey, the limp celery chopped back into plenty, the fish head, the spine. Out of the rejected, the passed over, never the object of love. It was as if all the pageantry had been for this, the quiet after, the simmered light, the soothing shapes our mouths made as we tasted. Everybody Made Soups, a poem by Lisa Kaufman from Less Obvious Gods, published by Iris Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.